Hi there, Hopeless Joy here, to wish you all peace, love, and happiness. Thanks again for joining me on this stained glass spirituality fun fest I call my soul quest. The world is changing. Why don't you? It's really changing, folks. What can we do to make this a better world? I'm dreaming of a better world. It starts with me, and I know it starts with you. How can I be a better version of me? Every day, I'm thankful and I'm grateful for all that I have. Being grateful and having gratitude is such a fulfilling thing. I am thankful that I woke up this morning with air in my lungs. I woke up with a roof over my head. I have running water. I have clean clothing. I have food in my tummy. So many things to be thankful for, and I feel so blessed. What do you have to be thankful for? Sometimes it is just the simple things in life. Water, that's a big thing living in the desert. Stay hydrated. Electrolytes are important. Very imperative. Staying hydrated. Drinking your 8 glasses of water or half your body weight in water. It's amazing how different you can feel when you're fully hydrated and you're feeling like a better, healthier version of yourself. Self-love is taking care of your body, making healthier choices. The topic that I was talking about in the previous episode, we started talking about ego. And if you're a human being, you have an ego, period. Your ego is a tool, like a piece of software in your brain, and it allows you to interact with the world. It's how you make decisions and you set boundaries and you maintain self-esteem. You can take care of yourself, you can feel good about who you are, and you can stand by values. The ego. It's so important. And everyone has their own opinion of what the ego is and where it lives. And it's mystifying at times when you see someone so trapped in their ego and you try to explain that to them. But they're so trapped that they continue to make poor choices and refuse to see that their ego is in control. I was thinking about the Wizard of Oz and ego. Do you remember the scene where Dorothy and her friends get to the Emerald City to see the wizard? There's this gigantic impression of this all-empowering man with flames and an amplified, powerful voice to match. Well, then there's the smart little dog Toto, who opens up the curtain and reveals this tiny little man who's no more powerful or magical than any other person. In fact, at that moment when he's revealed, he's actually more cowardly than the cowardly lion. It seems to me that the wizard represents fear, and the curtain protecting him is ego. In your life, you are the boss. And you have an assistant named Fear. Fear's assistant and the body guard you of both. And its name is Ego. They're both so well known that they only need one name. And there's no need for ego if there is no fear because there is nothing to protect. You without fear need no ego. The best thing to is to like fire both of them because they're really no help to you. Fear. Gosh, that's a tricky one. Fear. There's so much fear right now, and it's so tricky. Fear is, it's like always in disguise, like a rock star or a police officer or head of state. He can check in anywhere and anytime under an alias like worry, insecurity, hate, anger, jealousy, envy, resentment. It doesn't matter what fear calls itself, though, because it's still just plain old fear. And fear may fool some, but not all. Mr. Fear, it doesn't want you to stray away too far because then you may come to the conclusion that you're not afraid anymore. So fear will keep distracting you and whispering in your ear negative, scary stories to keep you in scaredy cat mode. When opportunities arise for growth, fear will push away and worry and doubt and indecision come forward and do their dirty work for him. They'll convince you that you're not smart, you're not attractive, you're not educated, you're not creative, you're not rich, or so many falsehoods that you don't succeed. You're attempting something where you're gonna fall or fail. That's all that's in your head, fall or fail. So why even freaking bother to try? Don't do it, don't go there, run away. Just don't take any accountability. Just forget it, run away. It's easier that way. Fear makes it easier to just forget your problems. And that's fear's main job, is to stop your growth by keeping you unbalanced, unstable, and constantly questioning yourself. When you, in your own right mind, know you. You know what's right and wrong. You know the difference between love and hate. Then there's this bodyguard ego to your body. He's your yes man. He's always ready to boost you up. When you're wrapped up so tightly in your little insecurity blanket that's been woven by fear with nightmares and echoes from your past, as well as so very, very many doubts about the future. Ego will step up and state the complete opposite of what fear has told you. You're more attractive, smarter, you're faster, you're richer, and you are better than anyone else in the whole wide world. You're different, you're special, you're the best. In fact, you're so special that anyone else is separate from you. That's what the ego says. And that's usually all it takes. The ego to do is to fool and confuse you while you're trying to keep him under your control, while he's trying to keep you under his. There's that balance. Fear and ego. Love and hate. Fear and ego are usually both doing what you're allowing them to do, which is playing mind games within yourself so that you don't leave them behind. They don't want you to know the truth. And the truth is that you are as special or as non-special as everyone else. We're all the same. We're human. And the only things that make us believe otherwise are Mr. Fear and bodyguard ego. The biggest fears that they have are you throwing the well-worn insecurity blanket away, taking that giant step forward and away from them, and pulling back that curtain to find a shiny new superhero cape with the word LOVE embossed on it just for you. As you gently pull that superhero cape over your shoulders, everything changes. Fear and love cannot coexist in any situation. They're not even acquainted. You can think and act out of love, or you can think and act out of fear, but not both together. It's simply as impossible as trying to sneeze with your eyes open. It just can't be done. So the best thing about all of this is that you and I, we all have this choice. And when you choose to think, act, and live in love, fear, and ego, like the Wicked Witch of the West, will simply melt away and be gone. Balance. Taking care of you from the inside out. And not letting that ego or fear take over your every moment. It's so detrimental for your emotional, your physical, your mental well-being. Put that oxygen mask on first. Because you gotta love you. Because I love you. You need to love you. I'm so glad that the universe has brought me here. That I'm still here surviving day to day. And I know people are surviving too. But we're here and we're alive. And I'm so thankful to the universe, to God, God's spirits, angels, guides, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, the wisdom to know the difference between right and wrong, as well as love and hate, to live every day like it might be my last, and enjoying one moment at a time. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And to those listening, thank you. I love you. Till we meet again.